Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in tonight with me. Welcome to my new show, Ask Cadian, and I am your host, Cadian Grant. I am a life transformational coach, and as your coach, I am here to remind you of your greatness. I am looking forward to guiding you to authentically live through my unique coaching style and techniques. You will hear me say over and over again on this show, I am here to remind you of your greatness. And I want to talk about what that means. So today's topic is about your greatness and how to connect to your greatness path. But first, I want you to know, I want this show to be built on a platform of motivation, inspiration, and dedication to your own individual path. We have to find that path for you. And I am here to facilitate with that. As I am getting to know you, you are getting to know me, and we are creating our own unique collective consciousness together on this journey. This journey will include choosing your own personal happiness, increasing your courage, and feeling your empowerment. Important, very important things on your journey. It will be able to be the place that you come to when you're wondering and seeking and looking for answers to your own unique situation. This place we're building together will be filled with sharing, feeling cared for, and feeling loved. So I want you to come here as much as you can for wherever your personal growth and development is taking you. And as we grow and build this firm foundation together, we are building and creating an awesome journey. There is so much to learn and understand about who we really are. And the various topics I will talk about on this show will help with better understanding about who we are and why we do the things we do. For me to better understand you, I want to address topics that you want to talk about too as well. So if there's a topic you would like me to address, please connect with me. I will love to know and talk about what interests you. You can reach me at bbsradio.com/AskCadian. bbsradio.com/AskCadian is my show page on BBS Radio. And my show page, when you go there, you'll find various ways to connect with me. You can connect with me through my email, my website. There's also my social media sites there, Facebook, Twitter, or you could go directly to facebook.com/CadianRGrant, or my Twitter handle is CadianRGrant. And I am also on Instagram as well, and my gram page is AskCadian. Also, remember, as always, I am taking calls throughout the show. So the number to call in, toll free in the US and Canada, it is 888-627-6008. And anywhere else around the world, directly 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. So please dial in so we can chat. I would love to connect with you tonight. So let's get started. What is your greatness? If you look up greatness in the dictionary, you'll find synonyms like notable, remarkable, famous, distinguished, highly significant, important. But when you put the word your before it, it becomes your greatness, and it has a whole different meaning. And your greatness is who you really are at the core of your being. It is your true purpose, your highest values, your true self. And your goal is to find that path in this life that's actually your highest purpose. It's one of your purpose, and it's the highest purpose is to find your greatness path. Your greatness is layered, and when you have found that path, you are here to keep striving for another level. And we will talk more about that throughout the rest of the show. I describe greatness in my book, Climbing Your Happiness Ladder, this way. Greatness is severely misunderstood. We think we have to achieve something spectacular, something out of the ordinary to be considered great. Greatness is our birthright, not something we need to earn or achieve. It is already within us, waiting to be unleashed. You don't have to win the Nobel Peace Prize, win an Academy Award, or invent electricity to be great. You don't even have to be in the history books or ever be quoted or known to be great. Everyday people are connecting to their greatness in their own way, and you will never hear about them because greatness does not bring fame or notoriety. It most certainly can, but that's not its purpose. Its purpose is for you to know and feel who you really are and to stand in it. So what is greatness not? Some of the things I said in the quote above was fame and notoriety. It is definitely not being filthy rich. It certainly isn't having a high IQ or having status or being the best at anything. It cannot be bought, inherited, taught, or done for you. This is a journey you have to partake on your own. No one can do this for you. And greatness is different for everyone. We may be skilled at the same thing, have the same career, or the same vision, but what makes our greatness different is you, the individual, and your blueprint that's inside of you, your soul's blueprint. Each of us are born with basic things that make us, you know, not unfamiliar. That make, you know, we're very similar in this way, such as a gender, race, culture. Some of us are born with certain class, more money. But your blueprint goes deeper, much deeper than those things. There are things specific to you as an individual, and that's the part of you you must connect to, the part you must align to, your individualism. Connecting to your own individualism will bring you greater happiness, fulfillment, connection, and all the success you're looking for in this world. You have your own blueprint, your own purpose, your own source of inspiration, your very own soul, and your greatness includes all of this. We will talk more in depth about each of the things that our greatness includes on this show. For example, I'll probably do a whole show on purpose. It is very significant to your path and to your success, and it will need a whole show to talk about, probably more than one. We probably just talk about it throughout the year. But your blueprint and your soul's blueprint consist of many other information about you, and I can only touch the surface of these things because, one, it will take too long. And second, I don't know all that it entails. We are so complicated as human beings. But some of the things that make up our blueprints are as follows. Your skills and your talents. Some of us are better at communication than others. Some of us are better athletes. Those are just some examples of better skills we might be born with. Your life's purpose. Past life experiences, your very own belief system. Sometimes you might be born to a very religious family, but you don't want to follow that specific religion or follow any religion. And when you do, it makes you uneasy or unhappy because you're not following your own belief system. Things or situations you came to work on in this life are some things that make up your blueprints or experiences you want to have. We have positive characteristics. You know, some of us are easier to be kind and compassionate than others, where others have to work on that. And we also have negative characteristics we want to work on, such as you might be filled with jealousy or you're a little victim-y or you worry a lot. All a part of your soul's blueprint. and so many other things. This makes you who you are as an individual. Your gender, your race, your culture, creed, or class isn't what makes you unique. That's what you are striving for in this life, to be you and no one else. This will make your life so much happier and affect the individuals that interact with you. So tomorrow we are celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. So happy, happy birthday, Dr. Martin Luther King. And he's a great example of a soul who connected to his greatness path. Dr. Martin Luther King was a Baptist minister, but he was so much more than that. That was just one aspect of him. We know that we have many Baptist ministers around. Some we have heard of because they have gained a certain level of notoriety or fame. And there are countless others we will never know about. That doesn't mean they're not living in their greatness, because greatness does not bring fame or notoriety, as we mentioned before. So what separates these ministers from each other? Why are some more famous or known than others? Why some have tiny churches while a few have mega churches? It's all in their blueprint. They are not all the same at the core of their being. For example, Dr. Martin Luther King was a Baptist minister, but he had other profound qualities that he demonstrated to create that being we know of today as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. For one, he was an activist. And not all Baptist ministers' blueprints have activism in it. He was also a phenomenal leader. We probably have not seen another Baptist minister to lead the way he had. Not all of their blueprints has it in it, the qualification to lead a great number of people the way his did. He also had other qualities like his eloquence in public speaking, his bravery, compassion, and outspokenness about injustices are also qualities not all Baptist ministers possess. And that is okay. I am only mentioning a few of his qualities here because with a soul like Dr. Martin Luther King, you could go on for a while. But I hope you get the gist of what I'm saying here. Not all Baptist ministers are wired the same way. And not all humans are wired the same way, even if we are in the same career and have the same talent. The answers to who you truly are and what you came here to be is in your soul, and connecting to it is very important, else you will always live your life trying to be someone you are not and never connecting to your greatness path. In 1967, Dr. Martin Luther King gave a speech at Barat High School in Philadelphia. And the name of that speech was called, What's Your Life's Blueprint? And in that speech, he was motivating and inspiring the students to connect to who they are so they can move in the direction of their greatness. And the first part of the speech goes like this, and I quote, I want to ask you a question, and that is, what is your life's blueprint? Whenever a building is constructed, you usually have an architect who draws a blueprint, and that blueprint serves as the pattern, as the guide, and a building is not well erected without a good, solid blueprint. Now, each of you is in the process of building the structure of your lives, and the question is whether you have a proper, a solid, and a sound blueprint. I want to suggest some of the things that should begin your life's blueprint. Number one, in your life's blueprint should be a deep belief in your own dignity, your worth, and your own somebodyness. Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you're nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life has ultimate significance. Secondly, in your life's blueprint, you must have as the basic principle the determination to achieve excellence in your various fields of endeavor. You're going to be deciding, as the days, as the years unfold, what you will do in your life. What's your life's work will be, set out to do it well. And I say to you, my young friends, doors are opening to you, doors of opportunities that were not open to your mothers and your fathers. And the great challenge facing you is to be ready to face these doors as they open. End quote. This is Katie and Grant, and if you're just joining us, I am live on the air, and tonight's topic is about your greatness and how you could connect to your greatness path. I would love to speak with you, so remember the toll-free number in the U.S. and Canada is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And anywhere else around the world directly, 323-744-4831. Once again, that number is 323-744-4831. And if you don't have a question, and you can tell me about your favorite Martin Luther King quote or speech if you have one, and what it means for you, or anything else you want to talk about on this show. So let's connect. Last week I did part of my show on fears, and I talked about my greatest fear, fear of public speaking. So while I was preparing for this week's show, I remembered something when I was around 7 or 8 years old when I first came to this country. When I first came to this country, Martin Luther King did not have a holiday, and I was just learning about him. I'm from the island of Jamaica. And they wanted to do something to celebrate him for his birthday, which is actually January 15th. So they wanted a student to read part of his speech, I Have a Dream. And they wanted a third grader to read the speech. And I wasn't in the third grade. I think I was in the first grade. But a third grader, it was kind of difficult. So they couldn't find a third grader to read it. And somebody suggested me, and I read the speech. And of course, they wanted me to read it during the auditorium show, and I did not want to because I was so terrified of speaking in front of others. And they sent a note home to my mom asking her if she can have me to convince me to say this speech. And of course, my mother said yes, and I had to do it. And so I had to read part of his speech, and I remember how nervous and scared I was because of my fear of public speaking. Earlier this week, David Bowie passed, and his wife, Iman, had a quote on Facebook. I think it's her quote. And she said, "Sometimes you will never know the true value of a moment until it becomes a memory." And while writing this show, I was contemplating on what I had to do when I was around 7 or 8 years old, when I read his speech in front of everyone. And of course, at that age and with the fear, I did not see the value of the moment. But now, 40 years later, I can see and feel the value of that moment and how honored and privileged it was to be selected and to get an opportunity to stand in front of everyone and read something that Dr. Martin Luther King wrote. And I'm very happy that my mom forced me to do that. Wasn't then, but I am now. So yes, I am honored. So right now, I'm going to take a little break and I'll be right back. Hello. This is Cadian Grant of Ask Cadian, and every fourth Thursday of each month, I will be facilitating a life transformation group coaching online class. This class will begin on January 28th. If personal one-on-one coaching isn't for you right now, and you would like assistance with changing your life, then I highly recommend getting started with this class. Each month, we will work on a particular theme, I will answer questions, coach, and be there for your personal development. For more information, please visit my website at www.cadiangrant.com and click on group coaching to begin your transformation. I am here to remind you of your greatness in every way. Welcome back. I am Cadian Grand and the host of my new show on BBS Radio, Ask Cadian. Thank you for tuning in with me, and please give me a call so we can chat. And to find out more about me, you can go to my website directly at www.cadiangrant.com. That's K-A-D-I-A-N-Grant.com. There are many ways you can work with me. And at my website under coaching, you'll find various ways I work one-on-one with clients, from a single session to monthly programs, or if you're looking to commit to real change, check out my Throttle programs for greater transformation in your life. You can read all about me and the services I offer at my website. I work over the phone or via Skype. And if you're really interested in working with me but unsure of what program is right for you or just unsure of where your life is headed, we can schedule a 15-minute free consultation to discuss your particular situation. So please email me at cadianrg@gmail.com. That's cadianrg@gmail.com. Also, I would like to mention some important dates coming up soon regarding some workshops I have in the works. Coming up on Thursday, January 28th, is my Life Transformation Group class. I do group coaching online every fourth Thursday of the month beginning this month. It is a great way to begin change and transformation in your life if you're not quite sure about one-on-one coaching yet. This year, I am also hosting two workshops beginning February 11th. The first workshop is called Developing Your Own Formula for Success. It is about 3 months long and is how to create your own personal formula for success. Whenever we seek out successful people and try to duplicate their process, almost always, most of the time, it does not work for us. That's because people that has achieved a certain level of success has done that by figuring out their own personal formula for success. We are all uniquely wired. We have different paths, fears, challenges, consciousness levels, and perspectives. Even though we can glean some things from another's success, it normally does not benefit us the way it benefited them. Applying their techniques and strategy only without addressing the things that holds you back personally is a recipe for failure or mediocrity. In this workshop, we'll talk about the areas that are necessary for you to discover what that is for you. What is your own personal formula? So take a look at this workshop. I have an introductory price going on right now. And this workshop begins February 11th and ends in April. Also, sometime in May, the other workshop I'll be hosting is my weight loss workshop. And it's very similar to developing your own formula for success, but it is specific to losing weight. This workshop is not about eating right and doing physical exercise to lose weight. If that was the key to weight loss, then this workshop wouldn't be necessary. This also has an introductory special price going on for that class right now as well. So check it out if weight is something you really want to have some success in this year. Let's begin moving in the direction of successful weight loss for you by signing up for this workshop. So in the first part of the show, we defined greatness, what it is, what it's not, and what it includes. The definition of your soul's greatness is who you really are at the core. It is your true purpose, your highest values, your true self, and your goal is to find that path in this life. Your greatness is layered, and when you have found that path, you are here to keep striving for another level. is not just your purpose, your own source of inspiration, your blueprint, or how you feel passion, but it is inclusive of all of what I just mentioned. Being on your greatness path is crucial to your happiness, to your joy, and to live an authentic life. A life that was designed to be extraordinary for you. People need help in finding this path because they are so off course. If you feel lost, disconnected, unhappy, feel as if you have settled and want more in your life, these are signs of not being on your greatness path. And we can get easily confused about what is authentic happiness for ourselves. For example, I know we just had that big lotto draw, the Powerball, and I had several people call me about that, and I don't play lottery, but it was like $1 billion or something like that. So I said, okay, I'll go ahead and try it. And I totally forgot and didn't try it at all. And I think two or three people won. I'm not certain, but it wasn't a lot of people. And that's really, it might be good for some people, but it's usually not good for most people because you're thrown a lot of money and we will get confused with this temporary happiness that we will feel for a moment based on this money that we'll get. It'll just be temporary. And you could buy all the things you want and even buy people if you want and buy friends and so on and so forth. That's what I mean by buy people. But you will always feel a lack or a yearning within inside of you if you're not on your greatness path, if you're not standing in your greatness. So having all this money will not bring you that. So there's a lot of people that bought tickets and somebody called me and asked, well, did you get it? Did you buy the ticket? I said, oh no, I forgot. How could you forget? Because that's not really important to me. Even if I won it, I will still be striving for the things I'm striving for today. And that is to get to my next level of greatness. Money cannot do that for me. It won't do it any faster for me. So how do you connect to your greatness now that we have defined it? How do we connect to your greatness path? For most people, their greatness path seems out of reach. It seems as if they are stuck in a small life, a smaller version of themselves. They are not living, but they're just existing. To find your greatness path requires inspiration and passion. To connect to this path, you have to first find your own source of inspiration. To get to your own source of inspiration, you have to do your inner work. That's the I in aid, the inspiration phase I spoke about last week. The inspiration phase is where you will connect to your soul. It is where you do your work, your inner work. Inner work is the key to unlocking your own source of inspiration. It is the unloading and the overcoming of your past, eradicating patterns, upgrading outdated belief systems, expansion of your perception and perspectives, walking through your fears and overcoming your challenges. Whenever I talk about inner work, that's what I mean. This is the pathway to discovering your greatness path. You will encounter qualities that you know or didn't know you had. Your greatest challenges, your triggers among others, as you are shaping out to become who you're really supposed to be. When you are working on yourself internally, you are making way for a true soul connection, and having enough shift within will connect you to your passion and your purpose. When you have done enough inner work and acquired enough inspiration, then you will begin to feel passion in your life and begin to see and feel purposeful. And you'll be well on your way to discovering your greatness path. In the first part of Dr. Martin Luther King's speech that I read earlier, he stated, number one, in your life's blueprint, should be a deep belief in your own dignity, your worth, and your own somebody-ness. Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you're nobody. Always feel that you count, always feel that you have worth, and always feel that your life has ultimate significance. But for most of us, we don't have that high self-worth or belief in ourselves. And people really don't understand how significant their life should be. Not just significant for them, but to the people they are connected to and the people they interact with. It takes the workings of inner work for them to feel that about themselves. And I love that Dr. Martin Luther King was planting a seed inside of those young students, things they probably thought about for many years after. And hopefully it was watered enough that their greatness path was discovered by each and every one of them. If you haven't discovered your life's purpose yet, then you cannot stand in your greatness. To discover purpose, you must align to your passion. They go hand in hand. And if you have discovered your life's purpose and not doing it, or you're just doing it part-time, you're cheating yourself out of something extraordinary. If you treat your passion like a hobby, you are not on purpose. Purpose is significant to finding your greatness path, else you won't have enough momentum to keep going. And your life purpose is a combination of three things: purpose itself, passion, and your contribution to this world. Your life's purpose is not just for you. It has to uplift the human consciousness in some way. If you haven't discovered it yet, then you're cheating yourself and the rest of the world. If you have discovered it and you're treating it like it's your hobby, you're still cheating yourself and the rest of the world out of those extraordinary experiences that we all came here to have with you. This is by no means an easy road. I know. I am still traveling it, and I don't recommend doing it alone. Digging into stuck energy and blockages is quite sensitive, but necessary to be who you really are and to live in your greatness. If you're not sure if you want to go down this road or you feel fearful, because it is fearful, I'm going to be honest with you, it is scary. It is easier to sit back and settle for a small life. It really is. That's right, but it really is right. Most people are living in a small life and a smaller versions of themselves because it is fearful to feel great. But I want you to contemplate on the following questions. I want you to contemplate for the rest of the show, for the rest of the week, for the rest of the year. And the questions are: who am I? What is my life's purpose? What do I want to contribute to this world? These questions should begin to help you wonder about you and you only. If they don't, then you are probably not interested in change or deathly afraid of it. As humans, we are wired to think about purpose, to wonder about who we are at the core of our being and how we can change or contribute to the world. You are wired that way and you cannot change it. You are simply wired for improvement, achievement, and success. That's why you feel that yearning all the time for it. That's why you want something different. You want something deeper. You start to feel unhappy. Even if you get that Powerball winnings and you get $1 billion and you've acquired everything that you want and you're not feeling internal happiness, you're not connecting to who you are, you're not living an authentic life, unhappiness will plague you again. It will. So I hope those questions spark some kind of interest or raise some kind of interest within you. In Dr. Martin Luther King's speech, the last part of it, he talks about doing your life's blueprint well. And there's a middle part, which I'm not going to read, but the last part goes like this, and I quote, "And when you discover what you will be in your life, set out to do it as if God Almighty called you at this particular moment in history to do it. Don't just set out to do a good job. Set out to do such a good job that the living, the dead, or the unborn couldn't do it any better. If it falls your lot to be a street sweeper, sweep streets like Michelangelo painted pictures. Sweep streets like Beethoven composed music. Sweep streets like Leontine Price sings before the Metropolitan Opera. Sweep streets like Shakespeare wrote poetry. Sweep streets so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will have to pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper who swept his job well. And if you can't be a pine at the top of the hill, be a shrub in the valley, but be the best little shrub on the side of the hill. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, just be a trail. If you can't be a sun, be a star. For it isn't by size that you win or fail. Be the best of whatever you are," end quote. I want you to notice in his speech, Martin Luther King, to him, it didn't matter what greatness is. And I'm so glad he chose a career like street sweeper. He just wants you to do it well. And to do our greatness well, we have to have passion for it. It has to be our purpose. It is okay to be a street sweeper, but make sure that's what you are in love with. Because if you are, you'll be the best street sweeper there is, or you will be miserable the rest of your life and spend the rest of your life hating your life. Maybe that's all you came to be in this life, and that is absolutely okay. And it is okay if we classify street sweeper as someone's greatness. A street sweeper isn't less significant than the president of the United States when that's what is required in your soul's blueprint. But if president of the United States is in your blueprint and you are a street sweeper, you will be terribly unhappy. Terribly. So what can you do, or do you think you can replace street sweeper with? I would love to know. Give me a call. Toll free in the U.S. and Canada at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And directly from around the world at 323-744-4831. Once again, that number is 323-744-4831. I love that speech. I found out about it maybe about 5 years ago. And I love to read that last part of it and replace street sweeper with something. And now that I've found what my passion is, what my purpose is, I replace it with life transformation coach and reads. If it falls your lot to be a life transformation coach, coach like Michelangelo painted pictures. Coach like Beethoven composed music. Coach like Leontine Price sings before the Metropolitan Opera. Coach like Shakespeare wrote poetry. Coach so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will have to pause and say, here lived a great coach who did her job well. I'll be right back in a few minutes. You must be wondering how you can succeed in your life. Succeed in a career field that is saturated. Succeed in finding an intimate relationship. Succeed in losing and keeping the weight off. Or achieving financial success. In my online workshop, Developing Your Own Formula for Success, you will no longer be wondering, but instead be on a path towards believing, and eventually achieving your heart's desires. This workshop begins February 11th and currently has an introductory special rate for 2016. Visit www.katieandgrant.com and click on workshops for more detailed information. And while you're there, check out my weight loss webinar beginning in May if losing weight has been a struggle for you. You will learn why eating right and physical exercise alone isn't the key to losing weight. I am here to remind you of your greatness. Hi, everyone. We're back and live on the air. This is Katieand of Ask Katieand. There's still time for me to take calls and would love to talk to you. Do you want to know what your purpose is, or are you completely clueless? Do you want to shed the unfulfilled, disconnected you? Are you tired of being stuck? Or maybe you have found your greatness path but want to achieve another level and need help. Remember, once you've found that path, there's different levels to your greatness. But whatever it is, I would love to chat with you about it. How can I help you move a step closer to that path, or move a step closer to some resolution you're looking for? The number to call in, toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, once again, is 888-627-6008. Once again, that number is 888-627-6008. And around the world, other than U.S. and Canada directly, is 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. I would love for you to connect with me via social media as well. You can go to my show page at bbsradio.com/askkatieand. And from there, you could get to my Facebook page, Twitter page, my website, katieandgrant.com, my email, katieandrg@gmail.com. And I am also on Instagram. I just started Instagram, actually. My Instagram screen name is Ask Katieand. Or you can go directly to my Facebook URL, which is facebook.com/katieandrgrant. And my Twitter handle is katieandrgrant as well. So let's recap. The show is about your greatness and how to connect to your greatness path. So far, I've defined what greatness is, what it's not, what it includes. Then I talked about and explained how to begin connecting to yours, because it is a process. Inner work and finding authenticity about ourselves, about our lives, about our greatness path takes time. If you have been, particularly if you've been disconnected from it for a long time. So I don't want you ever think that this process as finding who you are is easy or it's quick. It is not. It is work and it takes a little time, but it is so worth it. Your greatness is who you really are. It is your true purpose, your highest values, your true self. And your goal is to find that path in this life. And once again, it is layered once you find it. And when you have found it, you are here to keep striving for another level of it. You know, another level and another level. And how do you know you want to strive for another level? You will start to feel that unhappiness again. You start to feel like you're settling again, like you want more. That's just the universe talking to you, saying, hey, there is more for you. There's more greatness for you. Let's go to your next level. And greatness is not just your purpose. You know, it's your own source of inspiration. It's your blueprint. It's about your passion. It includes all of these. And remember, it's not about material things. It's not about fame and notoriety or status or talent. It cannot be bought, inherited, taught. No one can walk this road for you. This is a journey you have to take on your own. To get to it requires doing your inner work, to align into inspiration so you can discover your passion. Greatness requires inspiration and passion. You can't discover your greatness with only one of them. Inspiration alone won't lead you to your greatness, and having passion alone without inspiration won't lead you there either. There are many people born knowing what they're passionate about. But why, and it's not obvious for some, but then inspiration is missing in their lives and they die with their music inside of them, so to speak. Or they're doing their passion and they're unhappy. That's them not doing their inner work. Being on TV and having fame isn't greatness. Most people that's out of the public eye are not standing in their greatness. They've just achieved a certain level of success and they can buy a lot of things and live a grandiose life. And it looks to us as if they're having this great life. And we say, oh my God, these people are great, when really their lives isn't. So you can have passion. You could know early on that, hey, I'm a great singer and I want to sing. But if you don't do the work required to inspire you, there will always be a feeling of unfulfillment. Or if you're doing the work, the inspiration, and you don't go deep enough, then you don't connect to passion. There's a lot of people that do fits and starts back and forth. And I do have a caller on the line, and I would love to speak to Megan from Washington.
Hey,
hello,
Megan.
Megan.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Yes, I can. Hey. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. What can I help you with tonight?
Well, I was going to say, I really enjoyed the description. I can relate to what you're talking about, and I enjoyed the description of what greatness involves. And I think we both know that I don't know what I would replace Street Sweeper with, but we're working on it. However,
right.
You did ask for a Martin Luther, right? You asked for a Martin Luther King quote, and the one that I like the best, and I'm sure you're going to remind me of this over and over, is only in the darkness can you see the stars. So that's my favorite Martin Luther King quote, and maybe that's helpful when we don't know what our equivalent of Street Sweeper in his speech would be for ourselves.
Right, right. And I love that he was reminded, and I love that quote, by the way. Yes, that is really great. And he's reminding those kids, they're just kids, they're in high school at the time, to have certain values about themselves. He's reminding them of that. And yes, a lot of people don't know what to replace Street Sweeper with, but doing the work would eventually lead you there. So don't give up.
Yeah.
Keep going, because you can get there.
I will not. And I'm happy for any, I know you give me information all the time, but anything you want to share with me, I'm happy to hear it. And otherwise, rock on with your show. It's really going well. So thanks.
Yes, thank you. Just keep diving into the inner work. And you know, like I know, it is fearful. It is fearful to look at things. But how great do you feel when you finally look at something and face it? How do you feel?
Yeah, it does. It feels like freedom and recognizing each time that it happens that it was a choice. That's very empowering to know
right. That
taking those steps into that darkness. Yeah, very empowering.
Yes, yes, and very courageous as well. So thank you so much for moving towards your greatness path, because as you know, and like I said earlier, that greatness is not just for you. Is also contributing to this world and uplifting the consciousness of this world as well. So thank you for being on your path. No matter how hard it is sometimes, it's really helping you and helping others. So thank you so much for doing that.
Mm-hmm. And thank you too.
All right. Thank you, Megan.
Bye.
So yeah, so it's really, greatness. Yeah. It's not an easy road. I'm not going to lie to you. And as Megan was saying, yeah, she's doing it and she's going at it, but freedom is the word she used. And how freeing is, would you like to free, if you like to feel in this life, to have a certain amount of weight lifted off of you when you do your inner work is tremendous. So I want you to continue to think about the questions that I proposed earlier. And they were, who am I? What is my life's purpose? What do I want to contribute to the world? And they might bring up some uneasy feeling, sadness, failure, or inadequate because you're not quite there. But I assure you, you are having your feelings for a reason. The universe wants you to have it all, to find that happiness and fulfillment that you sometimes feel desperate for. So don't be afraid of negative, sad feelings. They are simply reminders of a greater you, a greater life. It is your soul reminding you and reaching out to you, to connect to you, reminding you that you deserve better and you deserve more. It is your own soul reminding you of your greatness. And thank you so much for tuning in with me tonight. Good night.